Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When it comes to investing in public health, Michigan ranks near the bottom of the list of states, and the results are evidence, as a new report from the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Its title, An Ounce of Prevention, What Public Health Means for Michigan. Now, yesterday, we looked at community health needs in the Upper Peninsula. Today, we look at statewide trends in public health spending and programming. Eric Lufer is president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Eric, I found it interesting. This report points out that public health is a function of government that's often misunderstood. How so?
A lot of times when you think of public health, you're all, you know, clean onto that public part of it, and we all know what health is. So you start thinking about Medicaid or Medicare or the VA insurance that's available to our veterans. So you start thinking about, well, that's the public side of it. Well, really, public health is sort of the contrast to that. When you go to a doctor or when you, God forbid, something happens, you need to go to a hospital, you're receiving private health coverage. It's sort of a doctor to a patient. And public health is a service that's provided in many, many ways for the whole community, and we all benefit from it. Whether you want to pay into that or not, we can't keep you from benefiting from clean soil, clean air, clean water. Services that are provided in many, many ways are there for everyone to receive. So it really is a public good.
So your report spells out a myriad of public health crises facing the state, summed up with a very stark statement. Michigan is a tremendously unhealthy state. You write about water quality, lead in housing, air and soil quality, food quality, hepatitis A, opioids, social determinants of health. It's quite a list. Yet, despite all of this, you point to data showing Michigan ranks 43rd in per capita spending on public health in the nation. In fact, the report says Michigan's in a state of public health subsistence. Paint us a financial picture of the state's spending and its reliance on federal dollars.
That's the real issue. This has happened for many years. So we have gone through, starting in 2001 and for the next 10 years or so, a series of issues where our economy was doing poorly and the state was struggling to get through, and it was cutting. But even before that, we were not doing a very good job of funding public health. So through all those cuts, we've got to a point where the state is only spending enough to pull down the federal dollars, because every federal program requires the local and the state governments to have some skin in the game, what's called a match. We've only been doing enough to provide that match to pull down those federal dollars and nothing more. And now we've gotten to the point where we're dependent on the federal government. If it says you have to put up more match, then we have to come up with those dollars. If it says it's going to end a program, well, now we're scrambling to figure out how we're going to maintain that, because they're all vital programs.
I think Healthy Michigan is, you know, the expansion under the Affordable Care Act. We know that's tapering down and ending at some point.
Right, and that's mostly going to affect people's individuals' health.
Yeah.
But now they're all this underfunding of public health. We're going to be less and less able to get them the medical care they need to go on. You know, it all fits together. The pieces of the puzzle are fitting together, and we're seeing a failure to fund the public health, the ending of the Affordable Care Act, the waning down under the current administration, and it's leaving a lot of people with a lot of health issues and the inability to address them.
And as your report shows and logic shows, the inverse result of that spending approach is higher costs in medical care and health insurance policies. So how do we move forward? What does adequate funding and a more efficient structure look like?
Well, if we could get to the U.S. average, that would be monumental increases in attention and emphasis on this vital public good. But we also have to look at the mechanism for providing that. At the state level, we've moved so many of the public health services into different departments to try to create efficiency. But in doing that, we've lost sight of the grand picture of how all this fits together. So we need to find a way with the next administration to put greater emphasis on this and find ways, even if we don't put them back into a single department, find ways to recognize what is public health and put greater emphasis on this so that we can increase the health of our residents. And a dollar spent on public health will equate into greater savings. It's not a dollar-dollar relationship. It's more savings on private health if we can invest more in public health.
As we approach the November gubernatorial election, Eric Lufer, are you confident in each candidate's grasp of the public health problems facing the state? Or even more importantly, what would your message to them be and to the candidates running for the state legislature?
You know, there's going to be a lot of discussion of taxes and education and roads, of course, fix the roads. But we have another public service that has been neglected and needs a lot of attention. And no, I don't have confidence that any of our candidates from any party have really grasped the importance of this vital service and has created a platform to really dig into how do we bring this under control and how do we get it going, moving in the right direction. Governor Snyder, I think because of the Flint water crisis, has begun to recognize this and they've taken some actions. But the trick is going to be moving that into the next administration and growing on the success we've had in these final months of his administration. So, yeah, we need to create a campaign to draw awareness to why this is so important, how a dollar spent benefits a wide, wide population, and really build on successes that are out there that we can create better health for all Michigan residents.
Eric Lufer, president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Their new report is An Ounce of Prevention, What Public Health Means for Michigan. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's great talking to you again.